Prologue.
Chapter 1. Life at Mount Carmel. 1. 3. Comprehension. The following story will help you to understand life at Mount Carmel. Please read and answer the true or false questions below. Story. This is the true story of Dr. Oliver Sacks, a well-known neurologist, and a group of patients that had fallen into a sleep-like state in the 1920s and 30s. Dr. Sacks tried, against great odds, to awaken these patients from their trance-like state. These patients suffered from sleeping sickness, formerly called encephalitis lethargica, a poorly understood disease suspected to be caused by a virus which attacks the brain and other parts of the nervous system. Although this debilitating disease had spread mysteriously throughout the world between 1917 and 1927, killing a third of those afflicted, many patients seemed to recover completely. However, many of these survivors developed post-encephalitic syndromes. These syndromes are a collection of neurological and psychiatric disorders, most commonly Parkinsonism. And these particular patients presented with very variable courses and patterns. In the late 1960s, one particular group of these post-encephalitic PE patients remained hospitalized in Mount Carmel Hospital in New York City. In 1966, when Dr. Oliver Sacks first went to Mount Carmel Hospital, there were still some 80 PE patients there, comprising the largest known and perhaps the only such group remaining within the United States. Indeed, these patients, together with a similar community in Highlands Hospital, England, may have been among the last few such afflicted individuals remaining in the world at that time. Between 1966 and 1969, Dr. Sacks and some of his colleagues made a major change at Mount Carmel by bringing the majority of their PE patients together into a single, organic, and self-governing community. This was done to give their patients a sense of belonging, instead of being treated as condemned prisoners in a vast and hopeless institution. The aim here was to improve their overall condition by establishing certain sympathies and kinships, and by relaxing the rigid staff-patient relationship. Some of the patients introduced in this story are Leonard, Rose, Hester, Rolando, and Miriam. Most of the patients no longer had visitors, but Leonard's mother, Mrs. L., visited every day to take care of her son. Some of these patients were still able to walk freely using two sticks, and they spoke well enough to be understood by the staff. On the other hand, another subset of these patients were less ambulatory. They were unable even to turn over in their beds, or just sat motionless in their wheelchairs for hours.